Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 17, we were taught that when we are trying to fight the devil, we need to be sure we are depending wholly on the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In Ephesians 6:12 it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." My friend, understand, if you try to fight the devil with his weapons and in his way, you're going to lose because Satan is greater than you, just like the Goliath was so much bigger than David. You only win through Christ. As Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me," but it has to be through Christ. At 1 John 4:4, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world," but it's got to be in his strength. So Israel's in battle array. They'd learn how to fight very well in the flesh. They had the psychology of war down. They are fighting now in the power of the flesh. Now today it seems like we want to send a psychologist instead of the Bible, in obedience to the Bible, allowing the Holy Spirit of God to help a person endure. This actually happened to me years ago. A deacon wanted to send me to counseling. In fact, everyone sent my wife and I to counseling, even though we weren't having troubles. We weren't about to break. We weren't arguing, fighting. And matter of fact, we were pretty well together on things. And he even asked the board to send us to counseling. And so when it come up, I said, "Well, folks, I wasn't going to tell you this, but I've been going to counseling for quite a while now. You know, you can see the looks on their faces." I said, "Yeah, I go daily about an hour or more a day. It's called the Word of God, and Jesus is called a counselor." Now, if you have a better counselor than the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to meet him because he's a liar. Okay, so Jesus Christ is the counselor. His counsels, his word serves as my counselor. And so I know that sometimes people think, "Well, that preacher is crazy. Maybe he needs a counselor." And obviously that man thought the same. Now, in 1 Samuel chapter 8 and verse 5, we see somewhat there the same where it says, "And said unto him, Behold, thou art old, thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations." Now, that's with Samuel, and, you know, they're using a worldly logic. "Now, Samuel, you're a righteous man, but your kids aren't, and they take bribes and things like that, and you ought to give us a king." Well, a king was just as bad a decision as his kids continuing, because his kids had begun to accept bribe. And it was against God's will for a king. But see, they're trying to sound logical. And that's what Satan will do. He'll try to fool you with logic. Israel wanted to be equipped like the nations. They wanted to compromise what God had given them. And so when they decided to do it their way, now they're faced with weapons that they were not prepared for. The fleshly path that is chosen is not sufficient when the world has a giant. Satan is a formidable foe. My friend, don't try to use his weaponry. He is more sure of his weaponry than you are. In 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And so we see here that this was a hard-fought, well-fought victory that Satan wins against Christians when they try to use Satan's weaponry. Even though their intentions are good, they always lose if they don't do it in the power of God. In God's power, there's always victory. Now, we see Satan was well-spoken. It struck fear in Israel's heart, as verse 11, and later we'll see verse 24, will teach us. Satan will try to reason you into his way. For example, saying, look, you'll do it my way, it'll save many lives. I heard preachers say, look, young people are going to listen to that music any way, so why don't we just bring it in here? Well, a young person's going to go with a boy and a girl somewhere sometimes and park in the car anyway, so why don't you just get them a motel? See, never, never, never give the upper hand to evil. Now, it sounded logical. Hey, you send one man, and we have our one man. That way we'll save the rest of the people. It sounds logical, except with the giant, evil has the upper hand in that one-on-one confrontation. But Satan is a deceiver and a liar. That's part of his carnal weapons. And we see that in verse 9, where he said, we'll be yours, people, if you defeat me, and if I defeat you, you be our people. Well, Goliath gets defeated, he gets killed, and the Philistines didn't stay around to be Israel's people, did they? So again, he's a liar. So, Goliath, he's well equipped, and he's well spoken, and he's also well defined. Look again at verse 10 there that we read earlier. And the Philistines said, I defy the armies of Israel this day to give me a man that we may fight together. Well, he's defied the armies of God. Verse 26, 36 and 45 of this chapter will point that out. But David is walking in the Spirit. He knew that Goliath was defying God. But this teenager, And that's what he was at this time, it is believed, a teenager. He seems to understand that our God is greater than man or man's weapon. So he's going to walk in the Spirit. Goliath has an armor bearer to carry his shield. So even at that, you might say David's outnumbered 2-1. The guy's been calling for send out a man, and now he's got somebody with him. David is a youth and short for his age. The giant is a proven warrior. Now don't miss this statement. It is why so many lose the battle, why so many cower and hide. We've not learned David's secret, and here it is. David did not look at the giant and compare Goliath to himself. Instead, he compared the giant to the God he served, and he knew the victory was won. See, that is the key to victory for the believer. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1-2 says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Don't think of the world and what they are and what they're doing to you or what they're trying to do to you. You get your eyes on Jesus. In Psalms 121, verse 1 says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. My friend, you just trust God. Have a trust that he will not only help, but he will never leave thee nor forsake thee. In James 4, 7 and 8, it says, to submit yourselves therefore to God and resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. So, those that are double-minded, those that are sinners, whatever. As Christians, you cleanse, you purify, because that's important. If in the battles of life, you're going to have God's help, you draw nigh to him. You need to understand, draw nigh requires you to purify your heart and also to cleanse yourself from that which is unrighteous in your heart and mind. When Christians won't witness, they're looking at the giant of fear, persecution, mockery. And they say, I can't. Well, that's true, you can't, but God can. When it comes to purity, many young people say, well, I can't. Well, you can't, young person, in your strength. When biology kicks in at a young age, it's hard. So, my friend, you just need to understand that you walk in the power of God and you keep your heart and mind on him. That's why Philippians 4:8 is so important to you. To whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is good report, think on those things. It might be the person who says, I can't be faithful. It might be the Christian who says about standards of holiness, well, I can't do that. My friends, my family, they'll all think I'm a nut. Don't look at those things that Christians should not be looking at. Don't consider those things. David didn't say, well, look at that giant, how big he is compared to me. Instead, you look at your God you serve. Know him intimately. Know him so well that you can say, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Now, if you're not sure if you died today that heaven's your home, let me tell you something. Satan also tries to speak his logic to you. He says, give it up. You can't live it. Why would God forgive you? He will put fear in your heart. What would the crowd think? What would people think if you walk forward and receive Christ? God doesn't want to save somebody like you. You've gone too far in your life. But people always thought I was saved. And you know, that's what Satan will say. You know, people will think you're really dumb if you go forward.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.